الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد وكيف كان صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بالبلسين أبيه The Apostle Prophet Muhammad is also a companion who is called together. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the types of shirk that is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Shirk al-Mahabba, that is associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of love. It should be established as a known fact that nobody should be loved for a sake except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Lord. Every other thing that man loves, we lost it for a reason, or the love springs from the love that we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not love anything, not a human being, not an item, except that love springs from the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alladhi yuhabbu li dhati. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should be loved for its essence. No other thing deserves to be loved for its essence. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuhabbu li dhati. فَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ يُحَبُّهُ لِغَيْرِهِ Anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loved for the sake of another thing. So and that is why we should avoid what is known as shirkul mahabba. That is associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect to the types of laws that we are, the types of love that we are. Scholars, generally speaking, they talk about ashirku fil mahabba, and they talk about what we know as al-mahabbatu al-tabi'iyya and al-mahabbatu al-ibadiyya or mahabbatu al-ibada. The natural love and the innate love, the love that is natural, that human beings have for certain things. This is called al-mahabbatu al-tabi'iyya, the natural love. Like the love a father has for his son or a daughter, the love that a mother has for a son or her daughter, the love that a son has for his parents, or a daughter has for a parent. The love that we have for food, the love that you have for our wives, that the women have for their husband, and so on and so forth. All this fall under what we call al-mahabbatu at-tabi'iyya, the natural love. As human beings, there's nothing we can do about this. We have natural love for some things. We have natural love for our parents. We have natural love for our children. We have natural love for our wives and husbands. We have natural love for some things. This is natural. So there is no harm in having natural love for something as long as the natural love has not gone overboard. It is when the natural love becomes excessive that is blameworthy. When it becomes excessive, it becomes blameworthy. But the love that you have for your wife, your children, your husband, your parents, these are natural love. The love that you have for food, that you have for sleep, all these are what natural love that is not blameworthy. So one is not blameworthy for having this type of love as long as there is no effort in it. Now, we talk about mahabbatul ibadah. That is the love that involves worship. Mahabbatu al-ibadah, the love that involves worship. The love that involves worship should not be asked for anybody except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not love anybody to the extent of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love your wife or your child or your friend or any other thing, if you love them to the level of what? Of worship, one has committed what we refer to as shirkul mahabba. One has associated partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in love. And the one who associates partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in love, such a person has gone out of the fold of Islam. And that is why it is important to differentiate between al-mahabbatu al-tabi'iyya and mahabbatu al-ibadah. So mahabbatu al-ibadah is for one to submit oneself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, for one to humiliate oneself completely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called mahabbatu al-ibadah. So there should be something of dhullun wa kifarun wa khudu'un. That is, there will be submission, that there will be brokenness, and there will be humility. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that deserves it. So this is what is called mahabbatu al-ibadah. And what is said to be doing mahabbatu al-ibadah? When one obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do this, you do. Allah says, go away from this, you go away from it. And you humiliate yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of ibadah. Nobody should be given this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, you shouldn't follow anybody blindly except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love your wife, you love your husband, you love your children, you love your parents, this love must not get to the level of following them or obeying them blindly. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you obey and you follow blindly. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you humiliate yourself completely for. You don't humiliate yourself completely for any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you so do, you have elevated that being to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is important as a Muslim to understand this. that you don't follow anybody, you don't obey anybody blindly except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sign of that love is for you to obey His order, for you to go away from what He has prohibited. So, and that is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah instructed him to say, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَيُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you claim you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So, if you obey Allah, that means you love Allah. If you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this shows the level of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot be disobeying Allah and you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the quotes says, تَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تَزْعُمُ حُبَّهُ عَذَا مُحَالٌ فِي الْقِيَاسِ بَدِيلٌ. You disobey Allah and you claim you love Him. That is something that is very strange. This is something that is funny. When you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is seen through your obedience. So when you obey Allah, you obey His commandments, you do what He has commanded, and you go away from what He has forbidden, this is a sign of true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also understand that it is part of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to love what Allah loves. Anything that Allah loves, you love that thing. That is a sign of you loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has commanded, Allah loves it. And that is why He has commanded that you do that thing. What He has forbidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that you go away from it. That is why He has forbidden it. So you love what Allah loves, that is a sign that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, you love them. You love the prophets of Allah. You love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, Prophet Dawood, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, you love them. When you have hatred for any of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a kind of minus towards the love that you claim you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love the angels. You don't hate any one of them, not Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, not Angel Mikael. You love all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love the awliya of Allah, those who are pious people, those who are God-fearing, those who are conscious, you love them. Those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go away from what Allah has forbidden. You as a believer, as a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love them. You don't hate the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ الْمُحَارَبَةِ. Whoever takes as an enemy, a wali of me, of mine. What does this mean? Somebody is a wali of Allah when the person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person carries what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, he carries it out. That is the wali of Allah. The one who goes away from what Allah has forbidden is the wali of Allah. When you hate such a person because of what he does, because of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a sign that your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a kind of what? A kind of blemish in it. So you have to love those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from among mankind, from among the angels. You love those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. You love the messenger, the prophet. So anything that Allah loves, part of the law for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for you to love that thing. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, it is part of the love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to eat that thing. When you love something that Allah eats, that is a kind of minus to the love that you claim you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَوَّثَّكُوا غُرَ الْإِيمَانِ الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ هَوَّثَّكُوا غُرَ الْإِيمَانِ الْمُوَالَاتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْمُعَادَاتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ. He said, the strongest bond of iman, of faith, is for you to love something for the sake of Allah. For you to take something as friend or a person as a friend for the sake of Allah. And for you to hate something or hate somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anybody that go against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't take such a person as a friend. You don't love such a person. You love those that take the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously. Not those who take the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with levity on those, or those who declare enmity against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, Salatun man kunna fi wajada bihinna halawatan iman. Three things, whoever possesses them has the sweetness of seed, the sweetness of faith. He said the first one, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. He should love Allah and His Messenger more than he loves any other one apart from both of them. So you love Allah more than you love any other person. You love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love any other one. After the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes after that. And the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we said, is what is part of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And he should love someone, and that person that he loves him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one possesses this, one sees the sweetness of iman. We talked about al-mahabbat al-tabi'iyyah, the natural love, that you love your wife, you love your children, you love your wife, you love your husband, you love things. But these things, you love them naturally, but you don't love them for themselves. You love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for a reason. The best iman is for you to love those things, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning when those things are what? In line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, just your love will also increase. And when they go away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or go away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, the love that you have for such things decreases. That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines the love that you have for other things. So when other things agree with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love them more. And when they go or disagree with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love that you have for them decreases. So, أَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. For you to love somebody, but that love is guided by the love that you are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your wife opposes the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love that you are for her depreciates. Your children, if any one of them opposes the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love that you have for them depreciates. This is what? A good sign of iman. And يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَنْ يَكْرَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْفَدَ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from disbelief, he is that he goes back to disbelief. Or somebody who is born a Muslim. He does not want to disbelieve. He hates acts of disbelief because he does not want to trust, he does not want to be thrown into hellfire. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kama yakra an yuflafa fi an-nar," because he hates to be thrown into hellfire. So what you are trying to say in essence is that the type of love that you are supposed to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should not have it for any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should separate between the natural love that you have for your children, your wife, your husband, and many other things like that. You should separate between this love and the love that you are supposed to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Among the people are those who take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ, they love those things that is taken as equals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way what? More than what they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But those who are believers, the love that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersedes the love that anyone has for any other thing. So if you have not gotten to this level, you should check yourself. The love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does it supersede the love that you have for every other thing? If yes, alhamdulillah. But if the love that you have for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equals the love that you have for Allah, or it's more than the love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are in danger, you are in problem. And the way you can know whether you have had more love other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for you to look at the do's of Allah and the don'ts of Allah. What is your stance on the do's of Allah and the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With this you can know whether you love other than Allah more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you to know how much you love Allah, look at your position towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved. Do you love what Allah loves, or you hate what Allah loves? Do you like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, or what? With this you can know how much love you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you love them or not? Do you hate them? Some people, when they see those who are God-fearing, those who are steadfast, those who are carrying out the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they hate them. Just imagine somebody hating a lady in jilbab, a lady in niqab. Likewise, those who are practicing the sunnah, you still report me and you say you hate him because you have seen him that way. That's why you find out what the person is doing is in line with the Quran and the sunnah. Why must you hate somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? Why must you hate somebody that is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? Why must you appreciate somebody that is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates? That shows the level of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important. We should go away from what we call mahabba shirkiyya, that is the love that is a kind of politicizing or associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our ibadat, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make us his lovers. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'ad. Adawakakum Allah wa subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atoro as-salatu fuwa nabuwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eiti atubara wa soro ni apati ni khutba wa huni itesuwaju nipa awankati ambara wa soro kia mati ebo shirk eita mi lati jinati. Awa afa wama tekini kani al-mahabba ife inkato shepe ale yagufuni ta ale yerafu kalukuwa la nintani feti imbani anise yawuwa mbani ife okowa ife oma ife awon kan niwa ife oje ife aso ati bebelo eleyi awon afa ma pe ni almahabbatu at-tabi'iyya ife adama to se pe ko si nkan to buru nbe tori pe ife adama ni bo ti e je wipe a gbodo nife nkan kan nitori ara re bi o ba ki n se olorun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala to da wa gbogbo nkan to kun ta ba la nife nkan kan lo fa ta fi nife re ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo ẹ̀ náà padà padà ó gbọdọ̀ padà sọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni ta bá nífẹ̀ẹ́ anything ó gbọdọ̀ máa bẹ lábẹ́ ìfẹ́ ta ní sí ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala lọ́nà wípé ìfẹ́ ta ní sí nǹkan yẹn kò gbọdọ̀ gbé wa kọlu ọlọ́run ìfẹ́ ta ní sí nǹkan yẹn bá ti ń gbé wa kọlu ọlọ́run pọ́blẹ́mù ti ń bẹ fún wa lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala so almahabbatu at-tabi'iyya ife adama bóyá ni mahabbatu shafaqa ife anu wa rahma tó jùmọ̀ ní tí ọmọ àbí ife at-ta'zim ìpàtàkì ìgbéni tóbi tọ́mọ máa nífẹ̀ sí òbí rẹ̀ àbí ife tó ṣe wípé ọkọ̀ máa ní sí ìyàwó tí ìyàwó máa ní sí ọkọ̀ gbogbo àwọn ìfẹ́ yìí abẹ́ntà lè fẹ́ ní almahabbatu at-tabi'iyya ìfẹ́ àdámà ni tí ó sì problem pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ lópin ìgbà tí ó bá ti gbé wa lọ kọlu ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ìkejì ní tí àwọn afá ń pè ní almahabbatu ash-shirkiyya àwọn àbíká ní mahabbatu al-ibada ìfẹ́ tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìjọsìn ìfẹ́ tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú kí ni ìjọsìn tó ṣe pé ẹni tí ò bá mójútó ìfẹ́ yẹn dáadáa èyí tá a fi sọ wípé ọlọ́run ọba ló ń sìn yóò di pé ó ń sin ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba so mahabbatu ibada ọlọ́run ọba nìkan ló ní a gbọ́dọ̀ fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba tá a bá ti ń fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba ó ti di pé kí ni ó ti di ntáǹtẹ̀ ní mahabbatu shirkiyya ìfẹ́ ẹbọ so òun náà ni kò ṣe wípé ìfẹ́ tó yẹ ká ní sí ọlọ́run ọba nìkan ká máa ń ní fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala so eléyìí làwọn afá máa ń sọ nǹkan kan fún wa wọ́n á ní ìfẹ́ tí a ń pè ní ìfẹ́ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala òun náà ni ká ní kí ni ká ní àtọ̀hásù ìtẹ̀lé àṣẹ rẹ̀ bákan náà àdólò ká ní ìyẹpẹrẹ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala wàlùkùnrin ká tẹríba fún pátápátá wàlùkùnrin kìfà ká ṣe kí ni ká yẹpẹrẹ ara wa tányányá ọlọ́run ọba nìkan la máa ń ní eléyìí fún a gbọ́dọ̀ ní fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba kan a gbọ́dọ̀ ní fún ọ̀gá wa ń biṣẹ́ a gbọ́dọ̀ ní fún ìyàwó wa ọkọ wa ọmọ wa èèyàn kan gbọ́dọ̀ ní fún ọlọ́run ọba nìkan la gbọ́dọ̀ nírú ìfẹ́ náà la gbọ́dọ̀ ní fún òun náà ni ìfẹ́ ká tányányá kó ṣe pé ká ẹra wa ńlẹ̀ pátápátá fún yẹn ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala òun ló ní tá a bá ti wá lọ nírú nǹkan báyìí fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba kan ó ti di pé à ń ṣe almahabbatu ma'allah almahabbatu ma'allah à ń nífẹ̀ nǹkan míì papọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba tí ò lè gbọdọ̀ máa rí bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ò gbọdọ̀ máa rí bẹ́ẹ̀ so lọ́pàá tó fi jẹ́ wípé ẹni tí ó bá lọ gbé ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba kan tó lọ nírú ìfẹ́ tó yẹ kó ní fún ọlọ́run ọba tó bá ní fún ẹ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba ẹni yẹn ti ṣe tí a pè ní kíni àṣẹ́rúkọ́ òfin mahabba ó ti wọ orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba níbi nǹkan tí à ń pè ní ìfẹ́ náà ní eléyìí tá a ṣe lálàyé yìí àwọn afá máa sọ kíní kan fún wọn wọn á ní ó tún ní nǹkan kan tán pè ní alhubbu fillah àbí alhubbu lillah kéèyàn nífẹ̀ẹ́ nǹkan nítorí tọ́lọ́n kéèyàn nífẹ̀ẹ́ nǹkan nítorí tọ́lọ́n eléyìí lábẹ́ ìnífẹ̀ẹ́ ọlọ́run ọba náà tá a bá nífẹ̀ẹ́ nǹkan kan nítorí tọ́lọ́n abẹ́ pé kí ni a nífẹ̀ẹ́ ọlọ́run ọba náà o ya ko ti kan ni fe nkan kan papo mo Olorun eleyi la pe ni sheku shuma ta ba ni fe nkan tori Olorun ara ni fi Olorun ba ni lara re inu tan ti awe tan ba aji kan se ani fe gbogbo awon se do si lilla nitori Olorun Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bakana awon nkan ti Olorun oba to se lo ani fi awon nkan wonyen lilla nitori Olorun Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bakana awon eni Olorun oba awon ojisi Olorun oba awon anabi Olorun oba awon malaika Olorun oba a ni pe gbogbo a ni ni ko lira fun nitori Olorun Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so awon eni Olorun ti won duro ti ofin Olorun oba agbodo ni fe won a agbodo ni ko lira fun won nisin yen lo ni nbe awon ofin Olorun Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gbe kale dapetue Ọlọ́run ọba sọ bí obìnrin bó ṣe gbọdọ̀ múra nínú Súrátù Nur nínú Súrátù Azab àwọn ọmọ obìnrin tó ń múra bẹ́ẹ̀ èèyàn kan bí yóò bí rẹ ni àbí inú àwọn mọ̀lẹ́bí ó wá lóhun ẹtì rẹ̀ nítorí múra ẹ̀ ó ẹtì Ọlọ́run ọba ni torí pé ní tí Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala tó ṣe lófin lóhun ẹtì ẹni tó bá ṣe tó bá ẹtì tí Ọlọ́run ọba ṣe lófin tó bá ẹtì ẹwọ́ ẹtì Ọlọ́run ẹni tó bá ẹ̀kì ẹni tó ṣe wípé ó ń lo òfin Ọlọ́run ọba tó ló ìgbóhùn ṣe ń rinú bí nítorí nǹkan tó ń ṣe ẹni àápọ̀ pé kí ni ó ẹ̀kì Ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala so ó nífi Ọlọ́run àmípo nífi Ọlọ́run ó ní kó nífẹ̀ẹ́ nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run ọba nífẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn tó dúró tí ń tí Ọlọ́run ọba nífẹ̀ẹ́ kó nífẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn náà eléyìí ni wọ́n ń pè ní kíni alḥubbu fillah wal ḥubbu lillah annabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó jẹ́ ká mọ̀ ó ní Awusa kuru rọ al-iman tamaleyan mu'minin ni indi ta ati mo pe imani re joko daada o ni kini al-muwala fillah wal mu'ada fillah to ba nu ni fe yin kan o ni fe niyan tori Olorun be ni to ba lohun etiyan o eti re tori Olorun ani iman gidinu bakana wal hubbu fillah wal bughdu fillah kéèyàn nífẹ̀ yẹn nítorí Olorun kó dẹ̀ kó ìra yẹn nítorí Olorun ẹlòmíín ó nífẹ̀ yẹn kan kò ń ṣe pé torí pẹ́ni ìyẹn dúró déédéé lórí òfin Olorun ọba ló fi yí bẹ̀rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n torí nǹkan ayé kan ni torí kó ránfààní ayé kan lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹlòmíín ṣe bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀ kí ló ń kí lẹ́yìn yìí ṣe fún ẹ kí ló tó yẹ tó éèdì ẹ kò ń ṣe pé torí pé ó ń takò òfin Olorun ọba àbó ń bo òfin Olorun ọba jẹ́ kò ń torí pé kò ránfààní ayé kan gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ àbí torí nǹkan kan ni eléyìn kò ń ṣe dúrẹ́yìn tó dá bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kò ń ṣe ìfẹ́ tó dá nìyẹn ìfẹ́ tó jẹ́ ìfẹ́ gidi gangan ó ní alḥubbu fillah wal bughdu fillah tó bá lo éèkì èèyàn kan tó bá yẹ pé torí Olorun ló fi éèkì rẹ̀ àbò onífẹ́ èèyàn kan onífẹ́ rẹ̀ nítorí Olorun àmì ìmánì gidi àmì ìfẹ́ Olorun ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ara ni tó ń sọ fún yàn wípé èmi ò ṣe bùkà fìlà mo nífẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ nítorí Olorun ẹni ẹ̀ lẹ́sùn pé a máa ń rà bọ́ọ̀bù bùkà fìlà èmi mo kórìíra rẹ̀ nítorí Olorun torí pé o máa ń ṣe báyìí tó tako òfin Olorun ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala so o fẹ́ kórìíra èèyàn kan jẹ́kújẹ́ torí Olorun o fẹ́ nífẹ̀ẹ́ èèyàn kan jẹ́kújẹ́ torí Olorun èèyàn gangan ní ìfẹ́ àti ìkórìíra lórí ibi ìjókòó sí ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá kàn nífẹ̀ èèyàn kan torí pé kí ni ó jẹ́yàwó wa ó jọmọ wa ó délẹ̀yìn ó délẹ̀yìn muhammad tọ́bí ríyà ìfẹ́ àdámẹ́ni kò ṣe pé a ní bílẹ̀mù yẹn fún o ṣùgbọ́n òun gangan kọ́ ni ìfẹ́ tá a pè ní ìfẹ́ gidi ìfẹ́ gidi òun ni ìfẹ́ tá a ní sí nǹkan àbí séèyàn kan torí Olorun ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala torí abẹ́ ìdí fi Olorun ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni so ká máa tẹ̀lé àṣẹ Olorun ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala anipa anifi Olorun ọba ni Olorun sọ fún anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam orin kolin kuntum tuhibbunallah sọ fún wa tẹ balẹ̀ anifi Olorun ọba fatabi'uni títí mo ń sọ fún yín ni ẹ ṣe kò ṣe pé kò máa jẹ́ lẹ́nu lásìkò anifi Olorun anifi Olorun ó lọ anifi Olorun ọba ìtọ́nà ń pa láṣẹ òun ló fi ń ráre lóògùn ṣe ìtọ́ni ọmọ ṣe ló ń ṣe ló ń mú rárá ń rẹ ló ń lúwẹ̀ ń rẹ ìkánná àwọn àfa ó ní tààfin ìlàhà òun ṣe lọ́wọ́ ọba òun fọgbọ́ lọ́wọ́ ọba yá wà ń tẹ̀tẹ̀ zoro mu hóbà ó dẹ̀ ló nífẹ̀ẹ́ ọlọ́wọ́ ọba adamu haru fi kí á ti bàbí eléyìí ìtọ́kùsọ ni nti o bala kai muni law kana hubuka sadiqan la ta'ala to ba je pe to to lo ni ti olohun ba o ma te la sere tori pe inna al muhibba liman yuhibbu muti ani to ba lo ni pe yan ki ma te le ni to ni pe so lo je pe anabu wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam o je kan mo se ibi kan te ni ife wa le le itelashi olohun oba kan ni pe olohun oba to ni pe ka te ni pe yan kan tori olohun oba ninu oro anabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam kan oni salat ma kunna fi in ka meta en to ba ni qualities yen ni qualities meta yi woni ruenya be a wajara bihi halawatul iman yo ma ya dutimu mi ni ma ri to se pe ni lo ma dadu ba won yen ba nu je nu ti o ma dadu akoko ni ti an yakuna allah wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma tuwahuma kon ni fi olohun oba ati ojise re ju eni oran posun lo ji any other thing lo any ti mani re ba de lagu wi pe olohun oba ti ojise re lo wa loke koni mai lati seyan tori olohun ten ka ba so pe ko se nkan bayi tin kan ba ta ko olohun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala koni wo la meji lati so ku wo ni tele nkan yen tori pe kini a wo ko wo le please eyan kan lati displease olohun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bayi ni eyan kan ni bayi ni ko se fun awo pe wa yi tanye anabi ni so fun pe bayi ni kin se sallallahu alaihi wasallam woni kin se bayi ani mani to be loke ni an yakuna allah wa rasulu ahabba ilayhi mimma suwa wa an yuhibba al mar'a la yuhibbuhu illa billah bakana ni to ba no ni fe in to man leke oni pe ko ni fe ni en to ni tolo awon yawo omo wa oko wa ati be be lo ta so ta la ma ni fi a ga mo fu ti o si problem be chume ni kan ti fi omo ti oko ti o bi ifi ore ti ara to ma ti ki wa lo si ti fi ka ma se lo wa subhanahu wa ta'ala a je kan ma le fu won mo ni fe in to lo ife ti mo ni fu yi mahabba tabi'iyya ja da ma ni chume ifi olohun wa subhanahu wa ta'ala mahabba tu ibada ifes ni ti ibodo ni fun eloni ma ta kun te so bi bayi lati le fi please olohun oba nte ni se bi bayi o ni se tori pe olohun oba ni o fe ki se baka na nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam oni wa an yakra an yauda fi kufr amimani gidi ni ke yan ma zan gogo oba mata so oni pe ko ni fe pada sinu kufru baba idan qadara allah nayin ba ko oba ti koyo kawo awon ti won gba islam laye ejo ninu awon baba wa ninu awon sahaba radhiyallahu anhu alayhi inti o ma ba won leru ni pe kawon pada si bi tawon ti kuro won ma waso to sodo olohun oba ni bi iru nkan be awon tan bi sinu islam to je pan obi wa muslimi ni wa awon na ni ami ma ni gidi o ni ko se wi pe ka ma fe lo sinu kufru wọ́n á bí wá sínú kúfúrú inú ìsìláàmù nábí wá sí kí ni wọ́n máa kọ́ má bí kíta ń pọ̀ òwú ẹ̀ sí rẹ̀ ibi tó ń wáyé dé tún wọ́n bá di kẹfẹ̀rí kó ń di kẹfẹ̀rí òun ṣàgbọ̀rọ̀ ráyé yìí òun gbọ́dọ̀ méjì owó yìí gbogbo tó bá gbàdá wọn fún bára ẹni tí máa ní bẹ lára rẹ̀ yóò máa ṣọ́ra ṣe kò ní fẹ́ pọ́ sínú kúfúrú lẹ́yìn torí náà ẹ jẹ́ kí a gbọ́ àrí iye ká mọ́ nífẹ̀ẹ́ anybody ní ìfẹ́ tó yẹ ká ní sí ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala torí pé tá a bá ti nífẹ̀ẹ́ èèyàn kan àbí kankan ní ìsàmì sí ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala àti nǹkan sínú wàhálà ọlọ́run ní wà nínú náà sí ó mẹ́nu àwọn èèyàn mọ́ni ẹ̀ tẹ́kìlú mi dùn ní lọ́à àwọn tó ṣe pé wọ́n mú nǹkan ní ìyàtọ̀ sọ́lọ́run ọba àǹdáàdà kahubilla won ni fe won ba se ni fi olohun oba gele abi kini ka ti e ton ni fe won jo olohun oba lo kenya ni fe nkan bo se ni fi olohun oba gele ori gumi shuma wal ladina amanu allah ni awon olugbagbo odo ashaddu hubban lillah won ni fi olohun oba ju any other thing lo ele ni de kan ma sise bo abela ma subhanahu wa ta'ala ko sharmen ko kan wa ko fi do wa ni ko shiro ko wala tele سبحانك لا هو بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك